For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, indeed. Hinda.
I did it at the same time as you. Yes.
I see you've been watching the podcast.
I've been watching the podcast. I know the that thing. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is happening. You've been asking for her. She's finally here. Give it up for Dineo Ranaka. Oh my goodness, we've got so much to talk about. I don't even think there's enough time.
Nah, there's never enough time.
Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
You were a receptionist.
I was.
I cannot picture you taking orders from anyone, dude.
And funny enough, I do.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I take orders quite well. I think that's what maintains a healthy relationship between my bosses at Metro FM and myself, is that I'm submissive to taking instructions.
Yeah,
you know? And I was a receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
Finley and Associates, he's speaking to Dee. How can I help you?
How long did you do that for?
I don't know. I did it for about, I think it was about a year.
Wow.
I think it was about a year. Fresh out of matric. That was actually my first well-paying job. Yeah. And by well-paying, I'm talking about a salary of 2,750 rand. I swear.
That's petty cash, dude.
Well, today... Today life has changed, you know.
You probably get paid 2,500 and a song that you mix, every song that you mix.
Oh my gosh. Listen to where we at with this thing. Wow, printing paper.
You get what I'm saying?
I get you.
Yeah, yeah.
I get you.
Okay, so
good to see you.
Yeah, man, dude.
Yeah.
We've been trying to do this for a long time.
Yeah.
I remember the last time we tried to do it, you got me drunk.
I did. I literally went to his house.
Yeah.
All the way to his house to go drive him all the way to the bottle store. Stock up on some, my favorite drink that was introduced to me by a very messed up former business partner of mine, Jack and Lime.
Which is not my favorite.
Is it your favorite
I
now?
I fucks with it, bro.
Listen, if there's anything that guy left me with after all the losses that I had after working with him was that powerful fucking drink, Jack and Lime. Mm. Yeah, yeah. So we got toasted.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
And we ended up not doing the interview.
We didn't do the interview. No.
You left my house at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I left your house. You don't have to tell people this stuff. You have to tell people this stuff. And don't make it like it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
Len Moleko was there.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend was there. Your baby mama was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But more than anything, like, I feel like, which is what I was telling you the other time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you coming there, it wasn't about the recording, because you were speaking things and saying things that I could resonate with.
Yeah.
And you had no idea what you were saying, but you just were saying them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I could resonate. I'm like, fuck. I think I needed to hear this.
I'll be honest with you, MacGyver. I think there's a gift that I have now. I believe there's a gift that I have. I'm a wordsmith. I think I'm gifted with words, and I'm a messenger.
Yeah.
I deliver messages rather to people. And I don't know what to do with this gift as yet, but I know it's there. Mm. And I do believe you. That day was not about the interview. Absolutely not. What about the interview?
First drink here, Jake.
Hey. Then everything was like
we were flowing like the water.
We kept it going. We kept it flowing. Amalgamation. Emancipation. It was too nice.
True story, though. True story.
It was intimate, though. It was very special.
Yeah.
And the fact that you allowed me to be myself under your roof and you allowed me and you gave me space to be organic and to be real with you one-on-one. Because, I mean, today the tables are turned. You're interviewing me. Then I was interviewing
100%.
You off camera.
Yeah.
I mean, getting to know my younger brother all over again. Because, I mean, we've been in each other's lives for like years.
Yeah, we go way back.
Way, way, way back. And I think That was a special moment. I'm glad the interview didn't happen then, and I'm glad it's happening now.
Yeah.
Actually, I must tell people the truth. This is our third take of the interview.
I didn't want to bring that up.
No, this is our third take of the interview. Every time MacGyver and I come together, we get toasted. So I've decided, no more getting toasted. MacGyver, let's do the damn interview. Because so, even on the second take, we did an interview, but it was a toasted interview. My children don't deserve that. So I'm like, no. No.
So I was here last week. We did a fire episode. Fucking one of the best I've done.
It is amazing.
And then you had to send it to your manager.
I have to send everything to the team.
Manager watches it. It's like, nope.
And the manager's like, nope.
So now we're back.
So
take
now we're
three.
Back. Take three.
Hopefully there's no load shedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, there won't be. No load shedding.
Yeah.
We were load shedding from 12 o'clock in the afternoon
till
4
same,
o'clock.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's done now.
But anyway, so listen. Yeah. This is where me and Dineo come back, way back from. I met Dineo. She used to stay in the same flat as my mother.
Yes.
And then I was a driver at the time.
Yeah.
Not before Uber. You couldn't request. so I was driving
actually,
her at the
you
time.
You couldn't request.
You know what I
there
mean?
There was no convenience.
So you were stuck with me, literally. So I was driving her around. I'm like, yo, dude, I want to do this radio thing. Like, I love radio. She's like, all right, cool. Listen, you were starting the Essential Rush with Chili M.
Yes, with Chili M, yeah.
So you were like,
as a
no.
producer before co-host, yeah.
Oh, you started as a producer?
Yeah, I started as a producer.
So you was doing it by himself?
Yeah, I was producing for him. And then this one time, he was just like literally on a tangent. And then he pulled me on air.
Yeah.
And the listeners loved it. And we became Udedi no Mam Dedi.
How was it being a producer? Because before that, you had 5FM and you had your own show, no?
Yeah, I think that's why I'm a television producer today. I love
producing.
Curating content and creating content.
Mm.
I love looking at the potential for people to be entertained in whatever it is that could possibly be content and put it together.
Yeah.
I love producing. I really do.
And how was it like working with Chili? Because you're both crazy. You guys
are. We're mad.
That's why the show was so amazing.
No. He will tell you this. I'm crazy. He's high. That's the fucking truth. Here's my language. I'm crazy. He's high. I can't tell you the supply.
Levels.
But he's high.
Yeah. Levels. Yeah.
Levels. Yeah.
But it was still dope, though.
It was very dope. I respect him even to this day. Even to this day, Chili M and I have a very close relationship, as and when. Even when we have family celebrations and functions at my parents' house in Leondale, he's there.
Does he come?
Like, listen.
Wow.
He pulls through.
Yeah, you are special because that guy changes his number every week.
All the time. I can't get a hold of him.
Yeah.
I can never get a hold of Chili.
Yeah.
But people that know that something's happening at my parents' house, let him know and he pulls through.
Yeah.
Like an older brother, like, and he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dope.
So Essential Rush comes to an end. Now YFM says, listen, we're going to give you this drive time show.
And I was pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
3 months. Yeah. Oh my God, what a mess. Before we go there, you were telling us about how we met.
Oh, yeah. So I'm in the car. I'm like, yo, dude, I want to do this YFM thing. I love radio. Dino's like, all right, cool. There's this guy called More Flavor.
Yeah.
He's about to do the Urban Express.
Yeah.
So chat to him because Essential Rush is closed shop, you know?
Yeah.
We've pretty much done everything.
Do you mind if I get a glass of champagne?
Yeah, by all
means.
I'm
going to get super toast. I promise. I'll be on my best behavior.
Get a glass.
Just a glass of champagne.
Get a
I'll
glass.
Be right back. I think I deserve
it. Yeah, you deserve one. We're coming at you live from Dineo's house. I got to say, the house is amazing, man. Beautiful. Hey, is this Metro FM money? Is this Metro FM money?
Metro FM money, partly.
Yeah.
God's money, largely.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I like that.
Because
it all comes from the man above.
But from the man above. I've been blessed, and I'm not going to be out here and pretend like Metro FM hasn't changed my life. Metro FM has flipped my life over.
Yeah.
And not just my life, but my family's life, my children's life. Metro FM has put the spotlight on me that my career, I'm not even going to lie, desperately needed at the time. But I was very relaxed and I was busy doing whatever I was doing.
LDR.
You know, Love DR. Mm. And I was, you know, just pushing the television production side of the fence, just doing reality, you know, and one contract a year. So the money is thin.
Even in reality.
Even reality, one contract a year.
Wow.
I swear to you, it's been hard. It's been real. And that time I'm a single mom. I'm not getting any financial support from any of my baby daddies, nothing whatsoever. And I'm not playing them down, but I'm talking about my real truth. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about my real struggles, what I was faced with. And when I got that call from Metro FM management, I didn't know what Metro FM would have done for me until I stepped in. And there's never a single day in this life that any contract will outshine the Metro FM contract.
Wow.
Because it is because of the Metro FM contract that all these other contracts find me appealing.
Mm.
So for me, yes,
Metro FM. What were you doing at the time before the
contract? I was literally, if you ask me, MacGyver, I was God's gracing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I was God's gracing. I was literally living on God's grace.
Yeah.
Pardon me, sorry. Hello? Lala, okotswane, I also chase. Keshaputum. Bona gets an interview le MacGyver, get our phone, Elane. Yeah, or talk about anything agent. Oh, yes, Negabata Waluena. Negabata who congratulate the fellow who well done for making it to your meeting and like 45 minutes before. Well done. Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. Given the Sunday we had. That was very nice. Pro moves. Okay, no problem. Sure.
You sound so sexy when you speak to her now.
Really?
Yo.
Really?
It turns me on.
Oh my God. See our brothers. See the incest. Babies will be out here saying I'm my uncle's son.
Game of Thrones vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Boxburg vibes. No, I take that back.
Anyway, so yeah.
Yeah.
So they call you God's grace.
God's grace. I've been God's gracing. You were talking to me about what I was doing before Metro FM. I was fasting a lot. I was praying a lot. I was...
Praying for what?
I still do that. I do that. It's what I do.
Oh.
It keeps me sane. I've replaced prayer and fasting and those spiritual mantras with, I've replaced therapy with prayer, fasting and all of that.
You did therapy?
Yeah, I believe in therapy.
How was that?
It's awkward in the beginning, but you get used to it.
Because in our black culture, it's like taboo, you know?
Yeah, it's very taboo, especially with men.
Yes, yes.
Especially with men that know that they are broken, but they don't want to go for therapy because it emasculates them to a degree. They feel emasculated. They feel like they're not in control of their problems, this and the other. And men always want to be in control. But we need to accept the fact that we are not our own design. We are designed by a force that's greater than us. And God and the Holy Trinity, being God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, as I understand it, and as I believe, since I'm not atheist, satanistic, or anything else, I'm a Christian child.
Yeah.
According to my belief system, I am not my own design.
Mm.
And God appoints human angels to step into my life to help me resolve certain problems that I may be faced with in my life. And therefore, for me, I would rather feel emasculated for a brief moment in time and be permanently healthy than be permanently
succumbed,
than be permanently proudful and permanently broken at the same time. So when I was not on radio, I did MC gigs here, there, and the other.
Yeah.
I did the reality shows, one contract per year. When the Ranakas came, at the time I was still doing Dineo's Diary, it was two contracts per year, which then became better. Mm. God put me in a space where he wanted me to look at myself in the mirror. And he broke me down and he taught me the power of never say never.
Wow.
Because I spent a lot of time saying, I'll never do radio again.
Mm.
I'll never do this. I'll never do
You're
that.
Resentful.
God has humbled me. I was bitter. I was bitter where radio was concerned.
Oh, and shit. Then we met at 947.
And then we met at 947. That was the beginning of the humility where God humbled me. I saw myself.
No, that place will humble you. That place will humble
you.
It will.
But I'll be honest with you. My experience with Highfield Stereo made me fall in love with my blackness. I'm not white enough for Highfield Stereo.
Yeah.
And I mean, I speak good English.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. Amalgamation.
Amalgamation, emancipation, listen, keep it going, keep it flying for the water. I'm like Woolworth saying this English thing. I'm like, ouch, yeah. I'm Ramaphosa-ing this English thing every day. And it's not even about how I sound, but it's about what I say. There's wisdom, there's intelligence, there's, you know,
intellectual
capacity.
But you still didn't feel at home.
I didn't feel at home. I'm too black for any white radio station. I'm too black for any corporatized, if that's even a word, institution.
But you strike me as like a chameleon there. Like you can blend in wherever.
I blend in wherever, but I don't compromise my blackness. I can't. Guys, I enjoy being black.
Wow.
I really enjoy being black. And there comes a point when I look at white people and I'm like,
no, not for me.
You've never dated a white guy, man?
I have.
Oh. Ah, no.
Oh, yeah.
2 years.
You like some pork?
Can we call them salmon? I'm about Wakanda. I'm not even going to lie. And I think that I am born in a time where as the white people had their moment to say, net wit mensa.
Yeah.
Only white people will sit here. Only white people. I'm pro-black. Like, I'm born in a time where I'm liberated enough to celebrate my blackness. I'm like, ouch. I'm super pro-black. It doesn't mean I'm racist against other nationalities. I've got a white brother-in-law who's German. And my sister have together given me a beautiful colored nephew who's so vibrant, intelligent, and all things glorious. But for me, like, when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm shorting an X, I'm shorting a pink, ngi right, ngi ngu brown.
Speaking about your sister, what's your relationship like with her? Because the last season of the Ranakas, there was a bit of tension. Where do you think that stems from?
There's always tension between Bumi and I.
Yeah.
There's always tension. The tension won't ever stop. And people mustn't force for the tension to stop. We're not forcing for the tension to stop. We have acclimatized ourselves to our tension. You know how global warming in the world has changed from way back then when there were dinosaurs, apparently? I mean,
I don't know, but for the sake of the podcast, I'll
say. We'll say yes, right? Even for me, I don't know. But I mean, like, for the sake of the podcast, we'll use that as an example. When there were, like, dodos as birds, as chickens and hens. I don't know what. But apparently this word called evolution, when that, I mean, the world adapts. Right? So even to global warming, the world, the earth, Mother Nature is designed to adapt to the abuse that we enforce on it, right? So our relationship, Nombumi, has adapted to our negative turbulence. And for me, that's a very healthy thing. It's a healthy thing to look at a person and say, this is the truth about us, and find love there. So for me, that is a bloom where you're planted moment, that my dearest sister, my blood, my sister from a mister who happens to be my father, you know, you.
Amazing man,
I,
by the way. Amazing
he's
man.
He's great. Yeah. He's annoying, but he's great. True story. He's great, but I love him. like all human beings, all of us are imperfect. I look at my sister and I say, this is the best we can do for each other. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that through our differences, we can still look at each other and love each other.
When I watch the show, I think, like, I see so many similarities in you and her. That I think, like, when you're talking to her or whatever, you're talking to yourself, basically.
And she the same. It's almost like I'm having a conversation with the annoying version of me to me. And she's having a conversation with the annoying version of herself to herself. But we also have conversations with each other. And I look at the best version of me in her. And she sees the best version of herself in me. And I've seen comments on social media, people saying, I'm jealous of my sister. I really am not. I have no desire to be married. After what I've seen and what marriage does to a lot of people, as an institute, I don't understand the kind of love that that holds people in captivity. I don't understand the kind of love that involves the law and contracts and such. I function at best under the governance of liberation. Liberty for me is my love language. It is my source of life. It is my source of existence. I am ungovernable, especially where men are concerned. Hence my relationships are often short-lived.
Why is that though?
I'm ungovernable, MacGyver.
You don't want to succumb.
I'm a very submissive human being. Ask all of my exes. They know this. But the buck stops.
Yeah.
The buck stops. I'm a very selfish person. I put me first.
And your kids, no?
And my children. Yeah. But even with my children, they know. We can't have this. No.
Aesthetics. Yeah.
Not part of this.
Yeah.
No, I put my happiness first. I really do. And when you begin to compromise my happiness, submission ends.
Because I remember when
the buck stops.
When you came to my house, I was like, dude, I don't understand why you're single, because you have so much love to give. You know, and it's genuine.
It's very genuine.
It's genuine. It comes from the heart, you know? And I think that's why you feel very strongly about relationships.
I've only got one opportunity to live one happy life. My life is not like Dineo's Diary or the Ranakas. There's no contract negotiations for a second or a third season.
Yeah.
When God calls me home, I'm done. On this living earth, I'm done. And I want to go down with a smile, not only on my face, but in my heart. And if you start taking away and subtracting from the joy that I work so hard for in my heart, you're stealing from everyone else around me, because you're then stealing joy from my children. Because when I'm happy, I become a happier mom, a better mother. I become a happier employee, a better employee.
And you can focus on things that matter.
Absolutely, I can focus. And when you are going to play the part of stealing that joy, I'm going to treat you like a thief, and I'm going to South African police service you and lock you out. I am going to deny you the juice of me, the substance of me, the sweetness of me. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to deny you the radiance of me. I choose me. I will not be of service to any man that is underservicing me. No.
Can you give me an example of one of your exes where they were stealing joy from you?
Emotional abuse.
That's a thing.
Financial abuse.
Financial abuse.
I've been raped.
Wow.
I just don't talk about it, by my own partner.
Are you kidding?
I'm being serious. I'm not even lying about it. I just don't talk about it because I don't glorify my pain. I'd rather glorify my happiness than glorify my pain. So I will put my happiness on a billboard because that is what deserves my energy. Anything that is negative that has happened to me deserves not to be given the power to take residency in me. It happened then. It's not happening now. I'm not sitting here right now with you being raped. So I can't treat this moment like when I was being raped. I cannot treat this moment like when I was being financially abused. I cannot treat this moment like when I was being mentally abused and emotionally abused. I can't. That has happened then. This moment right now that we're having, we're having a healthy conversation.
Yeah.
I'm not being abused in this moment, and this is what I choose to put on a billboard. My happiness.
Yeah.
This is a joyous moment.
Yeah.
So for me to jump out of a moving car because I'm trying to save myself on my son's birthday from an abusive man, and I'm a stay and be submissive to you, no, fuck you.
Shit.
Fuck you, and fuck you. I'm not going to stay.
Yeah.
Even if I have nothing, I'm worth everything without you. There was me before you, there'll be me after you. No, I don't submit to bullshit. The responsibility of being a man is big. And if you don't see the king in you, I'm not going to sit around and remind you of the king in you. I'm raising a boy child. My energy goes towards him, not a grown-ass man who has his own mother. No. So me, I leave. I don't cheat, MacGyver. I leave. I don't cheat. I leave. I'm always ready to start afresh. Business partners, I leave. Friendships, I leave. Men, I leave. My happiness comes first. My mental sanity, my mental health comes first. My spiritual purity comes first. I guard me before I guard you. Because for as long as I'm breathing, I can be better to you. And if I'm intoxicated, how am I going to be to you?
Yeah.
Abuse me. I'm out. I don't even think about it. We don't negotiate contracts here. There's no April season. There's no financial fiscal here. In my life, As a man, you must come correct with your content. Come correct with your leadership, because I have more to lose than you do. I leave my namesake. I leave my family. I leave my traditions. I leave my mantras. I leave everything and I start afresh with you to support you, your vision, to steer you forward to your greatest potential. And I must submit to your bullshit. No, it's never going to happen. So for me, now, you play dice. You fucking run like a mice.
Wow. That's powerful, dude.
That's me. Those are my standards of self-love. And if you can't meet me at my standard of self-love, because I know I am born to be of service to you. Many women will disagree with this.
Yeah.
Many feminists will be on some, what the fuck is she saying? Bullshit, yeah. This, that, and the other. You're born to be your own person, blah, blah, blah. La Lela, I'm a lover of love. I'm a lover of romance. And I'm a lover of tradition where men and women are concerned. I don't fight for equality between me and my man. I know my place. I expect him to know his place.
Yeah.
Come correct with your leadership, because I'm a tough queen. So you better be a king.
Fucking hell.
That's me.
Jeez, you're making me wonder if I'm a king or not.
You better be wondering. You better be wondering. Hey, you better. And come correct with laying the pipe too.
Yeah.
Else.
I know, I got that on lockdown.
Nicely done, yeah. Baby.
And we all know I'm not shooting blanks.
You're making babies, aren't you? Vendor babies on the loose. Oh my goodness, yeah.
How is your sex life right now? It doesn't even exist.
I do have a sex life.
Mm-hmm. Or are you Pornhubbing it?
I Pornhub it.
Yeah, you know.
I do.
What's your favorite genre?
I you porn it and I Pornhub it. Those are my favorites.
What's your favorite genre?
My favorite genre on the porn side of the fence BBC. Is Big Black Cock. No. Uh-oh. Race does not matter on this side of the fence. Because some of it also just looks weird. Like black porn sometimes can just up their game. Mm-mm. But I'm not going to hate my own. I'm not about that life.
Sometimes that shit looks like an arm, dude.
But it looks like a healthy arm, though. Thirst. I'm not afraid to talk about my sex life at all. I'm not embarrassed about it. I'm single.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do have moments where I porn habit. Mm-hmm. I shop for a lot of sex toys.
Oh,
I enjoy exploring my body and stimulating myself. It was something that I was very uncomfortable with in my younger years. I don't trust my fingers for anything. Mm. They are not big enough to satisfy myself. So, I buy toys. But I don't think my fingers do the work, like the motion in the ocean, like a man would. So I don't trust my fingers. Hence, I do toys. I you porn it. I porn hub it. Those are my sources. Not too much, though.
Yeah.
For it to
all
start
in moderation.
Being all in moderation. Mm. All in moderation. Mm. And my favorite genre is spy cam.
Oh, yeah. I like that, too. Oh, I like that. That's
spy
dope.
Cam.
Yeah, it goes
yeah,
in.
Spy
it goes
cam. Goes in. Spy cam. Spy cam lands. Yeah. I do close-ups as well.
Is it?
I like close-ups.
Yeah.
I do. I like close-ups.
Yeah.
I do.
All right. Let's talk about, from sex life to spirituality. But
yeah, no problem. These things are intertwined.
Sometimes when I watch the Ranakas,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, how can you put this out there? Like, I watched that episode where I think you're becoming a Sangoma or you're in the journey or whatever.
On Dineo's diary. Yes.
On Dineo's diary. Yeah. I'm like, no ways. I'd never allow this to go out there, you know?
I think it's important to share with people so that they can feel normalized. MacGyver, to be gifted sometimes can leave you mentally unstable.
Okay.
It can make you feel like you're going crazy, like you're losing your mind. And for me to put it out there, it was for people to realize that are going through the same thing, that you're not going mad, you're not losing your mind. Hey, look at me.
Mm.
I'm perfectly okay. I bounced back. I listen, I'm healthy.
Mm.
I'm A-okay. Accept your gifting, but place it correctly and understand and discern for yourself where you are called to be of service. I'm not called to be of service, so I'm not going to go into Asa.
Mm.
You understand? I didn't go through with it, but I explored it. I went there with my father because my father is open to supporting that side of the fence. He believes in that side of the fence.
Yeah.
His wife doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Which will make many people raise their eyebrows and say, but how have they been married for nearly over 40 years with these disjointed spiritual belief systems?
Yeah.
Their kind of love sets them free as individuals. It does not confine them into a single belief system. They love each other for who they are. And they accept each other for who they are, what they bring to the table. and who they present themselves to be. I didn't go down that journey with my mother because I respect my mother, and that's what love is. Love is respect.
Yeah.
When you love somebody, you respect them enough to be themselves. And that's why when we are not compatible, I respect you enough to leave you, to free you and not waste your time in your one life to be trying so hard with me when you could actually start another journey with a person who appreciates you just as you are, who'll understand you just as you are. That's why me, I'm the queen of breakups. Not because I'm unable to be in a relationship and keep it, but because I value freedom of self-expression so much that we can't cage each other, and time. Absolutely. So I went down that route, MacGyver, and it's important for people that are gifted. Today I was telling Buji that his brokenness makes him a fucking amazing writer. And look around you. Look around you. Things that people don't know about him. He's a brilliant writer. And look around you. A lot of broken people, a lot of distorted people, people that are deemed to be mentally unstable or some way awkward, produce the best art.
All the greatest songs in the world come from
broken people. R. Kelly. R. Kelly is a broken man.
Yeah.
Not our responsibility to fix him. Individual choices to forgive him. But we cannot deny the fact that he's given us the best moments musically. He's soothed us spiritually. He's made us look at our mothers and honor our mothers. He's made us horny as fuck and get laid to the max. You know? He's made us think about our choices in life. God changed me. Stuck in the closet. I mean, come on. I'm surprised he's not writing movies. I'm surprised he's not the Steven Spielberg of the black side of filmmaking in the US. And I like, but he's a broken human being.
Adele's another one.
Adele, she's gone through so many hurts. She's broken. She's got issues with self-esteem. She's got issues with her self-image, but she loves herself.
Yeah.
She looks in the mirror right now and she says, I'm freaking Adele.
But
I'm
I can put you in the same frequency as them.
I'm a broken person.
Because in whatever you do, whether it's acting, radio, MCing, now you're DJing, you're fucking good at it.
MacGyver, because I believe that the human being is capable of being excellent at anything. There is no way God gifted you with one gift. My name is Dineo. I've got multiple gifts in me. Dineo, not Neo. Dineo. In another language, Dimpo. Nozipo.
Invento, what is it?
Dinyeko.
Invento, what is it? Mpo. Yeah, Mpo.
Right?
Yeah, Mpo. Gift. Dineo's gift, ne?
Not gift, gifts.
Gifts, yeah. Yes. Yeah, mpo. Mpo.
So that's me.
Enampo.
Enampo. I'm learning.
Varmini. Wow, that's so profound, dude.
So I'm purposed perfectly.
But
and
don't
I
you
understand
like...
my purpose because of my name. I look at my namesake and I look at my children's names and I'm like, you're going to have to study your name and get to know your name to find your identity and your purpose and your calling. So yes, I'm gifted. But I'm not gifted to serve Ipsang Umeni. And that doesn't mean I judge or I criticize. No, I celebrate that. Through and through, I'm gifted in spiritual ministry where the church is concerned. That's me.
Ever since I've known you, you've never been... about this whole celebrity life thing.
No.
Why is that? Like, you're not into all these things that all these other it girls, I would say, are into.
And no offense to the it girls. That's what makes them tick. What makes me tick is everything outside of that.
Wow.
What makes me tick is how it truly feels so liberating and so relaxing and calming and soothing to knock off from the hype that is created around your name. I am so married to the life that I had before celebrity. There's no amount of celebrity that will remove me from that. There's no paycheck that will remove me from that. I'm happy to walk into a room and people think that I'm unmoneyed versus they think I'm moneyed. I'm happy to step into a conversation and join a conversation and people think I'm uneducated versus they think I'm educated. I'm happy for the world to proceed without me. I'm happiest at the point of death. So for me, I don't exist to me. To be done. Only the people that I love exist to me because I'm born to be of service to them. And if I'm going to stay stuck in celebrity, I'm going to expect for everyone to serve me versus serve them. I'm going to expect for everyone to glorify me versus me make them feel glorified. I'm going to be stuck in my own glory, and that's like living with a mirror in your face. Even the mirror is shunned upon in the Bible, and I'm Christian.
And what do you think about...
Go through my house, there's only one big mirror. Everywhere else...
For my lover.
We don't need mirrors. Husband. Thank you so much.
House, yeah.
We don't need mirrors. I don't need to be reminded of how amazing I am. I'm born with it. It's inside me. I know that I'm amazing.
You don't need to feel validated.
I don't need to feel validated. I don't need to feel celebrated. I'm happy to die quietly.
So how do you move when you get in a room with all these celebrities and you can see, okay, this is fake love? Because I know it's very hard for you.
I choke. I struggle. Hence, I don't. I celebrate people from a distance. Many people know I love them.
Mm.
And many people forgive me for not showing up because I can't take it.
Mm. It's too much.
I'm showing up in your life in different ways and forms. We all show up for each other differently.
Yeah.
Don't expect me to show up like everybody else. Don't expect me to tick the list of your VIP guest list. Mm. I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for you and my prayers go miles.
Yeah. So who would you say in the industry are like your true friends?
I don't have industry friends. Nah. Not a single
Same
one.
Same
the
year.
Whole of Dineo's Diary went to 5 seasons without a single celebrity friend.
Yeah, shit.
We trended without a single celebrity friend because all I do is just live my life and my hardships and I get through them and I'm like, okay, cool.
Yo, and how many reality shows have you seen where celebrities are making guest appearances?
I can't because it's not real. For me, that does not exist in my life. But it doesn't mean that there are no celebrities that I love and respect and admire. I love, respect, admire many of them.
Black Coffee being one of them.
Black Coffee being the biggest of them. Zintle, I love her. I respect her maturity.
Oh, Zintle's amazing.
Her grace. Yeah. She's very gracious and she's not petty. When she becomes petty, she's petty maturely.
Yeah.
It's justifiable. Her pettiness is justifiable, you know? DJ Fresh and his wife.
Fresh is a legend. Fresh is a legend.
Actually, Thomas and Unati, they're not together anymore from a marital perspective. But for me, together in my mind, separated left and right, love them. Daughter Anele, live, breathe her spirit.
Yeah.
Lerato TJ, former editor of True Love, and
Anele's raking it in, eh?
Oh yeah, she's making the money.
Proper. She's one of those people.
She's got the right grain of white in her blackness. She's got the right grain of white in her Xhosa Nastroness. Yeah. She's mastering white manipulation.
And if you're not in the industry, you wouldn't say that Anel is making money. Because like she's not making headlines.
No.
But if you're
look at her life. She's happy to be herself.
Mm. Yeah.
She's not all celebrity about this bullshit like, oh, so I'm super important.
Nah.
No, she's herself.
That whole squad, her, Trevor Noah.
Oh, come on. Sizwe, come on.
Kaya Dlanga?
Kaya Dlanga.
Mm,
and his
squad.
Cute girlfriend. Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, guys, the priority in life is not how much you are validated externally, but the priority in life is how much you appreciate yourself internally.
Mm.
Be satisfied with you internally and what you have to present to the world. And there is happiness.
Yeah.
External validation.
Mm.
I don't live for likes.
How many followers do you have?
On Twitter, over 1 million.
Hey, give me some of those followers.
I'll give you the new 15,000 I made in the past 2 weeks on Instagram. Ne?
Yeah.
I can share there. On Instagram, I'm like now just gone over 700,000. I'll be at 1 million soon.
How the fuck does that even happen, dude?
I don't know. I don't That's orchestrate crazy. These things. I just do me.
You know what my biggest fear about being famous, which I don't like? I feel like the more famous you are, the less control you have over your life. And I don't like that.
No, I think you do.
Do you?
I think you do. I think you have control over your life for as long as you choose to have control over your life, regardless of how much money you have. Can I make an example with my favorite human being who, when he died, my heart bled that I had not met him. It bleeds even today. Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. He had control.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was manic in the workspace because he was passionate about a product.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
everything else that comes with that.
Yeah. And to this day, they don't know what to do.
They still, don't know what to do. They don't know what to
bigger,
do.
They make it bigger. They make it smaller.
Well, they're not sure. They're not sure. But he was not. He had no interest in being the richest man in the grave.
Yeah.
He had great interest being the most self-satisfied man on earth, satisfied with self.
Yeah.
That I whipped my team to shreds. I offended all of them. But I'm satisfied with myself because had I not done that, I would not have reached this goal.
Wouldn't
so you
iPhone.
Have control.
Yeah.
You have control. If you are not willing to knock off from your own hype, you will not have control. Drugs will control you. Alcohol will control you. Sex will control you. Money will control you. Yes men will control you. Public opinion will control you. Media headlines will control you. Numbers will control you. Likes will control you. But if you are able to knock off and treat yourself like a 9-to-5 MacGyver and knock off from the hype of you, you've got full control.
That's where the secret lies.
You've got full control. Chaisa. Knock off from your own hype.
Yeah.
Don't get high in your own supply. Don't be that drug dealer.
So you channel some Steve Jobs news at times.
All the damn time.
Yeah.
All the damn time.
Yeah, he's a fucking...
I'm manic. Ask the people that work with me. I'm freaking manic. Some people even tell other people that no... Speaking of which, my manager, he knows I'm manic because I'm passionate about delivering a product that shows respect to the money.
Yeah.
Money mantle.
Mm.
Money mantle. Get the product right. Come correct with your product. Come correct with your content so that when you send the quote out, people understand the delivery.
Yeah. And this is the same attitude you're taking into your DJing career.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My team knows I'm manic over the decks.
Yeah.
I will not use Serato.
Hmm.
It's not to say I undermine anyone who uses Serato. I don't. But I can't trust software. It always has bugs. It always needs to be updated. It always needs this, that, and the other. I'm a USB person on the J's.
Mm. Mm.
And I love it like that.
Why did you want to start DJing, Vel?
I needed to prove to myself that I'm still vibrant.
Ah.
And I still have it.
You wanted a challenge?
Yeah.
Mm.
I needed to prove to myself that I still have that energy that the 21-year-old self had. Because age sometimes has a tendency to lie to your mindset. It makes you conform to a certain behavior, a certain tone. And I'll be honest with you, the influence of Metro FM on my life has made me so confused with my self-identity to self.
For real?
For real.
Yeah?
For real. When I'm on the top 40, I'm that Dineo who's got that spunk. When I'm on the bridge, I'm the Dineo that everybody has come to respect now because she is calmer.
Yeah, you sound very tamed.
I am. Mm-hmm. That shows my submission. I've submitted rather to a greater purpose that
growth.
Is required of me, and that is growth. And the DJing thing was to remind myself that you can do it.
Mm.
You're a phoenix. Just when they think you've got nothing more to offer,
yeah.
keep giving them.
And you're doing well. I mean, I've been DJing for like 15 years and you're charging way more than me.
And it's not a lie.
So you must be doing something right.
Straight face. Joe MacGyver, I take myself seriously. I value my time.
Yeah, yeah.
I treat my career the same way I treat my relationships.
Yeah. I want you to dot on that. I got that from you, by the way.
.. Yeah. To be continued.
Yes!
All the way from YFM. It follows me to Metro. I do that all the time. .. To be continued.
All right. Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
That's nice.
All right, so we had to know, where's the future? Where's Dineo and Ranaka going? Because I know you're very busy with the radio career. Are you getting a pay cut like every other DJ?
I have not gotten a pay increment. This is my second year without a pay increment. The situation at the SABC is real.
Yeah, is it real?
It's real. Yeah. And I believe that, like any other corporate institute, the financial situation at the SABC is real.
Mm.
It's not a lie and it's not a joke. it's affecting all of us. We are, most of us, fortunate and blessed to still have our jobs
yeah.
within the SABC.
I'd kill for that right now.
Right?
Each job.
You need to be there. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Don't make me start. It's going to get toast, you know. But I believe that we need to give them space to fix themselves.
Yeah.
Like any other corporate institute that's messed up.
Yeah.
They will bounce back. Yeah. I believe in them. And I believe that the leadership within the SABC will learn from their mistakes and begin to rectify what they need to rectify. It's not easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's survivable.
Yeah.
It's certainly survivable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're busy with the radio thing?
Mm-hmm.
DJing?
Pause, sorry. Benefit. How are you, baby? Sharp.
Hey, I always hear on these when American. Do you watch a lot of YouTube?
I do, but these I think I've got a feeling I'm going to watch more now since
meh?
I'm vibing on your tribe vibe.
Oh no, yeah. My vlog.
Your...
Dino calls this,
this
a vlog.
This guy and these Americans that keep hashtag podcast on visuals. Podcast is audio.
Cool. Yeah. So in closing, we've got Love Dear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love DR. I have been offended by so many people saying she starts shit, she never finishes it. Mm. You don't know my journey, so don't ever think I'm done. I'm never done. And by now you should know that I'm never done.
Yeah.
So there's Love DR and there is La Ping La Ranaga, which is my family's eatery.
Oh,
and that's
I love
still
that.
A thing. Yes.
Thanks
my
for
parents.
Inviting me, by the way. On the opening.
Cute crickets. Do you have crickets there?
No. I need to get
those. You need to get crickets like on some.
But I love that idea. It looks so dope, dude.
Thank you so much.
So
thank
it's, still,
you.
It's still going.
It's
like...
still running. My parents are blood, sweat, and tears thick in it. And I'm giving them space now to kind of figure themselves out in the business.
Do you guys like have traditional food? Or
more than traditional food.
Oh,
more than traditional food as well
idea.
As kiddies' meals and stuff. It's all morphing and it's becoming its own thing, and that's great. I do have the radio, I do have the DJing, and every single thing that I have tried to do and has seemed to many people who are impatient with other people's journeys that seems to have failed is all culminating and coming together under the Love DR umbrella. Mm. So that's exciting for me.
Yeah.
Television production, definitely. Still producing reality. Brains at Work Media. We are becoming very fierce in the genre of reality. We're diversifying our content in that regard. And also diversifying our genres of productions that we're taking on and the contracts that we're signing. We have been blessed to diversify and tap into a whole new genre that has many beasts in that game, like the Fergusons and just to give a little away. And we're humbly being inspired by them and you know how they're moving, not just the Fergusons but your Chadza Films, you know, and your Chadza Pictures and many other people in the game that are doing amazing things. And we're shaping ourselves to say we are now becoming an all-encompassing, diverse production company.
Mm.
And we're taking our time about it. There's no rat race at the Brains at Work Media game. If the brains are working, that's all we care about.
Wow, I like that. I like that. Fuck, you've dropped some knowledge today, eh? I like your one-liners, eh? You read a lot, ne?
I do,
I
actually. I do, and I watch a lot of documentaries about different things.
Listen, Danielle, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I thoroughly enjoyed this.
This was nice.
Because what I like about you is your resilience, man. You don't take no, and you don't care. You don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. If you want to do something, you'll do it.
I can't care what they think.
Yeah.
As much as I respect their opinions, but I can't care what they think.
Yeah.
Because
you're like industry, but not industry.
Mm-mm.
I love that.
Mm.
So sexy, man.
I can pretend to be seriously industry. Like proper. And you'll believe it. And then I'm like,
do you have some Woolies water? Then you're industry.
Just take a sip of some Woolies grapes right about now. See where this takes us.
Wow.
Thank you, MacGyver.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. And I believe... In closing, that you should start appreciating Oskido a lot.
Mm.
And you should start focusing on his path and start seeing your feet in his footsteps.
Yeah.
I believe that, and I say this to you all the time.
I was hoping we were going to leave it for the previous episode we shot.
No, it's gonna follow us through and through. I'm never going to stop telling you that. I'm never going to stop telling this young man that your Oskido potential is big.
Are you close with Oskido?
Me?
Yeah.
Not like Zintle, but close enough.
Yeah.
We have serious mutual respect for each other.
How dope is he?
Listen.
That guy's got
so much
knowledge.
He's another one that like low-key inspires me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm no-name branded because of Oskido.
Meh. Yeah.
Like everything that I wear is like literally pretty, but like proper no-name branded.
Yeah.
The only time you'll see a brand on me is when you look at my shoes. And if you look close enough, you'll see what it is. Because I value my feet. They carry the weight of me.
Yeah.
They carry me around. They can't be cheapskated. I can't rip my feet off.
Yeah.
But because of Oskido, I've learned the power of moving in silence.
Yeah.
Eey. And moving in humility. Like, just.
Bars,
not
bars.
Not everything has to be sparkly and shiny. And you don't have to prove to people that you've made it.
Yeah.
When you wake up and the birds are chirping on the side of the burbs where you live, you know you made it.
Dude, I was chatting to Anela the one time because Anela is loaded, dude. She's
proper.
It in yo.
Yeah, proper.
So I'm like, dude, how come you never post like all those achievements and all the stuff that you do? She's like, no, I know I'm rich. I don't need to tell anybody.
Yeah, I don't have to tell anyone.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people. And I'm like, you want to call me broke on social media? That's fine. If it makes you feel better, I know what makes me feel good.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Didi, thank you so much.
That's okay.
Thank you so much. I wish you all the best. And
thank
yeah.
you.
Am I welcome to come back here?
Without the camera?
Yeah.
With your girlfriend?
Yeah.
And the baby?
Yeah.
On a play date?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Shit, I'm getting old. Listen
yeah.
to that.
Yeah. Let's come bri, let the kids swim, let's enjoy the space. Why not?
Meh.
Let me host you, look after you.
And
you hosted me at yours?
Yeah, definitely. And tell Ranaka I want to manage him. I'll get him gigs.
You need to get those crickets. I need a refill, guys. It's been good. It's been real. Loads of love. Luigi. Yeah.
Love you long time, D.
Listen, podcast and chill.
Ouch.
This is the definition of podcast and chill.
We out of here. Boom.
Boom.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.